January 11, The Daily Stoic. For if a person shifts their caution to their own reasoned choices and the acts of those choices, they will at the same time gain the will to avoid. But if they shift their caution away from their own reasoned choices to things not under their control, seeking to avoid what is controlled by others, they will then be agitated, fearful, and unstable. Epictetus, Discourses, 2.1.12. Do you hear the leaf blower in the background? That's my tea boy today. The image of the Zen philosopher is the monk up in the green quiet hills or a beautiful temple on some rocky cliff. The Stoics are the antithesis of this idea. Instead, they are the man in the marketplace, the senator in the forum, the brave wife waiting for her soldier to return from battle, the sculptor busy in her studio. Still, the Stoic is equally at peace. Epictetus is reminding us that serenity and stability are results of your choices and judgment, not your environment. If you seek to avoid all disruptions to tranquility, other people, external events, stress, you will never be successful. Your problems will follow you wherever you run and hide. But if you seek to avoid the harmful and disruptive judgments that cause those problems, then you will be stable and steady wherever you happen to be. A Year with C.S. Lewis. More than mere kindness. There is kindness in love, but love and kindness are not coterminous. And when kindness, in the sense given above, is separated from the other elements of love, it involves a certain fundamental indifference to its object, and even something like contempt of it. Kindness consents very readily to the removal of its object. We have all met people whose kindness to animals is constantly leading them to kill animals lest they should suffer. Kindness, merely as such, cares not whether its object becomes good or bad, provided only that it escapes suffering. As Scripture points out, it is bastards who are spoiled, the legitimate sons, who are to carry on the family tradition, are punished. Hebrews 12:8. It is for people whom we care nothing about that we demand happiness on any terms, with our friends, our lovers, our children. We are exacting and would rather see them suffer much than be happy in contemptible and estranging modes. If God is love, He is, by definition, something more than mere kindness. It appears from all the records that though He has often rebuked us and condemned us, He has never regarded us with contempt. He has paid us the intolerable compliment of loving us in the deepest, most tragic, most inexorable sense. Easy for me to say. From the Problem of Pain. 1942, Lewis begins his second series of BBC talks entitled What Christians Believe. These talks were later published in Broadcast Talks, or in the U.S., The Case for Christianity, and comprise Book 2 in Mere Christianity. Jesus Calling. Trust Him by relinquishing control into His hands. Let go and recognize that He is God. This is His world. He made it. And He controls it. Yours is a responsive part in the litany of love. He searches among His children for receptivity to Him. Guard well this gift that He has planted in your heart. Nurture it with the light of His presence. When you bring Him prayer requests, lay out your concerns before Him. Speak to Him candidly. Pour out your heart. Then thank Him for the answers that He has set into the motion before you can discern results. When your requests come to mind again, continue to thank Him for the answers that are on the way. If you keep on stating your concerns to Him, you will live in a state of tension. When you thank Him for how He is answering your prayers, your mindset becomes more positive. Thankful prayers keep your focus on His presence and His promises. Let be and be still and know, recognize and understand that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46:10. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Colossians 4:2. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who calls us, who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them, you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption of the world caused by evil desires. 2 Peter 1:3-4.